In addition to the transparent and semi-transparent glass walls in the public areas, the architects of the Pierre Lassonde Pavilion included a number of windows looking onto the outdoor and indoor spaces. Take a look at examples of both kinds of windows here. The upper window lets in natural light, while the one at our level provides a view of one of the temporary exhibition rooms on the ground floor. These openings do more than simply increase the amount of light in the pavilion. They are designed as aesthetic vantage points from which visitors can admire the surrounding nature and architecture. They could be compared to lookouts, which encourage people to take in a landscape from a specific location, or to frames for the views chosen by the architects. This creative use of windows explains why their placement may seem strange from outside the building. It does not follow any structural logic, nor is it intended to create a harmonious facade. Unlike the windows of many buildings, which are meant to be appreciated from the outside, the windows of the Lassonde Pavilion provide a way to enjoy the outdoors when inside. It is also worth noting that the vertical, light-filled space where you currently are, the atrium, has more than just an aesthetic function. The fact that the space remains open through multiple floors allows air to circulate better throughout the museum. Given that hot air rises and cold air sinks, natural convection helps regulate the temperature of this central location. This energy-efficient strategy contributed to the project earning LEED Silver certification, an important objective of the expansion.